You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
So sitting in the studio with me is a lovely lady called Christy Bust. I added a T by mistake, complete mistake. And welcome to Zone Radio, Christy. Nice to have you with us.
Judy, thank you so much for having me here to chat about the Parent Hub. It's a huge passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And also just I feel like it does add so much value to the mums in the community. So thank you for having me here to share about it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. I did get a little bit of a detail from you, but not enough. So I've got lots of questions. Well, I've got lots of wondering what this really is and who it applies to and all sorts of questions like that. So how did you come about starting this, first of all?
Yeah, so firstly, my passion, I guess, started really in child development. I really wanted to help children. Mm-hmm. And I studied a whole lot about development and parenting and things like that. And then when I became a mum myself, and also then I was a parenting coach, so I was helping mums with their children and with discipline and how do we get children to behave in a certain way. Okay. I realized time and time again, if I really wanted to help children, if I really wanted to help families, I needed to help mums. Mm-hmm. Because mums these days are just so overwhelmed and we can know what to do. Mm-hmm. But when the time comes to it, if we haven't filled up our own tanks and if we're not looking after ourselves in the way that we really need to, we are not going to be able to show up as the mums that we want to be.
Okay.
So I just kind of realized that I wanted to actually help mums be the mum that they can for, that they want to be for their children.
Okay.
And then I started working with mums as a life and wellness coach, and we started working on health and exercise and food and the foundations of what make us healthy, happy human beings. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it, and I realized that I wanted this for everyone, and obviously I couldn't help everyone individually. Mm-hmm. So we started a community and a group of mums that could all help each other and that hold us accountable to helping themselves.
Okay, so it's like a kind of a support group, is it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So the Parent Hub is a community, a mum's community.
Okay.
And again, we started online, and this was off the back of COVID, and mm-hmm. I realized that mums were lonely and overwhelmed. Mm. And when we come together as a community, beautiful things happen. So we wanted to start offline community as well. So mm-hmm. we started offline walks and events and networking meetups and picnics. A lot of the events do have a foundation of health and wellness. So we do like ocean swims in the water or in the oceans here, which are so cold that it has like all those benefits of the ice baths.
Yes.
And then we do the weekly walks. We've now started, we do business mum meetups and networking.
Okay.
And so it's really just getting communities of mums, communities of people that are going through a very similar stage of life as you and are going through the same issues and problems.
Right.
And my big dream, big goal of it is really to bring back that feeling of we get to raise children in a community, a part of a village, rather than we have to raise children alone.
Yes.
And I think a lot of mums are feeling like they have to raise their children alone. Mm. And not only raise children, modern day motherhood just has so many hats that we're wearing and so many roles that we're having to fill.
Yeah, because most mums are working these days. They're not stay-at-home mums like I had in my childhood.
Exactly. So most mums, most families have to have dual income families.
Yeah.
And then there's also the element of, you know, social media. So we get to look at a very highlighted reel of other mums' lives. Mm. And that brings in a whole lot of mum guilt. I don't know if you've heard that term of mum guilt, but you know that feeling of, oh, but that mum's not working, or that mum's playing with her children like that. So we're getting these highlight reels of people's lives online. Mm. And that also makes it worse. And then there's information out there. There's a lot of information.
Right.
And as mums, then you have to choose which discipline technique do you want to do? Which sleep training do you want to do? You know, there are so many opinions and choices that we have to make.
Yeah.
So really coming back to the roots of community and sharing the load a little bit more is the foundation of the Parent Hub.
Yeah. And I would imagine being a community, it would be quite a diverse lot of information and everyone having different ideas and can share where they've gone wrong, maybe with one particular aspect and where they've gone right. And I would imagine it must be quite fun.
It is. And, you know, so something that we do on the Parents Hub on the online forum is we do controversial conversation starters.
Right.
And this is another thing that I think people have moved away from. We have moved away from really talking about our own personal beliefs and opinions because of the fear of being shamed or the fear of being rejected out of a community.
Okay.
Where I really feel like that's cutting us off from important information, because then if you just hear one side of a story, you're going to potentially follow that, and maybe it's not right for your family.
Exactly.
So we encourage controversial conversation starters. So let's chat about sleep training. And let's hear all the different opinions on it. And if you have a different opinion, you are welcome to express it. But there's no judgment. There's no nastiness.
Okay.
So that when people are reading these conversations and these comments come up, you get to hear the conversation from both sides, and then you get to make an informed decision on how you want to do it.
Dare I ask, have you had any cat fights?
Yeah, we've had a lot. We've had a lot. And I do get the back end of a lot of quite nasty messages as well, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Oh.
But I mean, I think that just comes with the territory, and, yes, and it comes with passion for certain topics and passion for certain beliefs. I think there's always going to be that controversy in it.
Absolutely. And well, it makes it interesting, doesn't it? So are you targeting a specific age group, or is it mums of all ages, with children of all ages?
So eventually we definitely want to target mums of every stage of life, and different age kids. At the moment, our biggest audience is the mums of babies or toddlers.
Okay. All right.
And the reason for that is that we do have a mum and baby walking group, which is a beautiful, beautiful walking group initiative. We have one here, and also we have in the northern suburbs, and we also have one in the west coast. Basically, mums from, I mean, we have pregnant mums join us as well, but the majority of them come very soon after babies are born. We have up to 5-day-old babies join these walks.
So the babies come along with you for the walk.
Yes, okay. In carriers. They come in carriers or prams. And we get to walk in nature in a beautiful, we either go into Kai Forest or Silver Mine. And we have about 20 mums every week, plus minus 20 mums every week, that join these walks.
And for how far do you walk? Is it a long walk?
No, so we go very slowly. Yes. The one in Silver Mine is a bit of a faster pace, but we've decided that we're going to cut down on that, because we really do want to make it a space where new mums can come, no matter your fitness level, no matter, you haven't exercised for months, no matter your kind of physical state. So it's very slow walks. It's really more about connection, both connection to the people around you, to the mums, getting that support and understanding as a new mum. And then also, you're getting that element of wellness, of getting to walk and move your body.
Yeah, I can imagine that must be great. And it must be wonderful for the babies as well, because they get to learn to interact with each other at a very early age then as well.
Exactly.
Before they go to play schools or whatever they go to these
days. So many of these mums, and that is what's happening, many of these mums are becoming friends, and we're creating, again, like this feeling of community. And in those babies get to grow up and have little friendships. And now, I mean, we started this about a year ago, and a lot of those mums now, we're all going to each other's first birthday parties, and it's really beautiful. And I think one of the things that you just touched on is, you know, a lot of our events, I try and combine a whole lot of different elements of life. And I think as mums, one of the biggest stories that I was hearing is that mums do not have enough time.
Yeah.
So when somebody came to me and they were going through postpartum depression, or they were, you know, just very unhappy or struggling in their parenting journey. And when you look at the foundations of what does make a healthy, happy mum, you got to look at things like sleep and exercise and food before you look into the rest of it. And when I started doing that with mums, everyone was like, well, I don't have enough time to go for a walk or to meditate or to do yoga. So a big part of our events are to combine those things. So we get to combine an element of health. So it's either walking or yoga or the ocean dips, or we have an event coming up at the Tough Nutters obstacle course. Yes, it's scary and intimidating, but that's another thing. You're kind of facing fears, and you're getting yourself in a situation that could be uncomfortable. But that's where growth happens, and that's where vulnerability happens. And it's really, really beautiful to see that.
It sounds wonderful. I'm quite jealous I'm not a mum and I can't join.
Oh, you can join anyway.
And maybe grandparents could eventually join as well, because I think it would be quite nice for grandparents to sort of get together as well, because they also tend to feel a bit isolated and they end up often looking after those children as well, don't they?
Would. Judy, you've hit the nail on the head, because we do have grandparents coming.
Oh, do you?
We do. And it makes my heart so happy, because I think that is bringing back, you know, we've, for the last however many years, I think humanity has moved to a place where we're moving so far away from family and from our villages. And as I mentioned, this is one of the big goals of the Parent Hub, is to bring that back.
Okay.
And I do feel like there's a reward for both, for the grandmother to be a part of their grandchildren's lives, while, you know, as a young mum, we do often have to still work, or we have so much on our plate. So it really is a nice opportunity as well for grandparents to get involved.
Absolutely. And a lot of the elderly in this community are very lonely, so it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for them as well. So how does one join, Christy?
So we have a couple of online platforms. Our main one for this area is our Facebook group. So we have a Facebook page, but rather go onto the group, which is the Parent Hub Southern Peninsula and South Peninsula and Southern Suburbs. And then we also have Instagram. Otherwise, we have WhatsApp groups. But usually the best way to start, if you are on Facebook, is to start from there. If you don't have Facebook, then you can WhatsApp on. We have a community chat. And then within that community, we have a whole lot of different groups. So we have our business mums group, our ocean. We call them the mermums. Not mermaids, they're the mermums. We have our walking groups. We have our family groups. We have all of our groups under there. All kind of communication happens.
Sounds wonderful. Okay, so we'll ask you to give that WhatsApp number out towards the end of the interview, and then it'll be in the podcast as well, so that people, if they've missed it, can always get it. If anyone has any questions, you can always WhatsApp us in the studio now if you want to ask Christy anything. The number is 072-447-8044. So what is your background then? You said you were chatting to me off air that you were wanting to study psychology. Did you get that far?
So I did. I didn't go all the way to become a psychologist where I can have my own practice. But I studied psychology, and then from there I just dived into all the courses and books. I mean, there's so many, so much information out there, more along the parent line.
Right. And the coaching line.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And coaching. So I did coaching courses. So my background, and I mean, I guess I say that, and I have so many different elements, which I guess is what the Parent Hub is. It's brought together so many things, because we also now are, as part of connecting our community, I get to market businesses as well to connect them to the mum. So we work only with experts or businesses that kind of provide things to mums.
Okay.
So there's that marketing element, which I love. I've always been very much entrepreneurial, so I love every element of it.
Sounds like you're very busy yourself.
I am.
And what age are your children?
So when I say this, you're going to laugh with everything else, but I have a 1-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So
and you juggle all of these balls all at once.
I do. Again, I mean, I think that I'm probably a true testament to what the business can do, you know, because I combine a lot of things together. My friends, if they want to see me, I'm like, yeah, but let's go for a walk with our children, you know? And that's the way that I've really designed motherhood, that it can work with my children and my stage of life. So I'm very conscious of how I live my life.
All right.
And putting things into myself and refueling myself first. So I feel like I can be the best mum and run a business.
And a good example to others.
I hope so. Yeah.
And so is this your brainchild, or is it something you heard about and then decided to try it here in South Africa, or?
So I don't think the idea of a community is anything new.
No.
You know, a lot of people are doing it. And for me, that space was just for mums and in parenting when I started that. And as I mentioned, I started very much with the intention of it being just an online community where mums could talk. But as I started talking to more mums, and as that kind of vision played out, I just realized that we need to, and this is also post-COVID again, I realized that we need to go back to those roots of being surrounded by people rather than online.
Yes.
And I love online, and there is amazing parts to it, but I really do not feel like that should take over our in-person relationships.
No.
And there's a lot of science behind that as well, that our real-life connections are actually a foundation of what makes happy people.
Mm. And they say, yeah, it's quite sad, actually, because even parents sometimes actually spend so much time on their social media that they're actually forgetting about those little ones around them, and they're being ignored, and they're feeling a little bit neglected and isolated, perhaps. So this is a great way of just gently reminding people that that connection is really, really important.
Well, exactly, Judy. And that was the start of my journey, that I'm seeing mums like that, so overwhelmed on their phones all the time. Mm. But then they were coming to me telling me that their children are badly behaved. Like, what can they do? And that's why I have this like hashtag, but I'm like, it always starts with you.
Yes.
So first fill yourself up and then we can give to our children. Because it doesn't start with trying to fix their behavior. It's first, are you the mum that this child needs?
Yes. And that actually starts during the pregnancy, doesn't it? So the more calm and connected you are whilst you're pregnant, I believe, the more calm and connected your baby is when it arrives.
Exactly. I mean, I will say to that, through my pregnancies, I did try and practice meditation and yoga and all the rest. And I have three very crazy children. So I don't want to put that information out there. But yes, I mean, I can't speak more highly of just looking after yourself. Peacefulness. I mean, there's so much information also like on our nervous systems.
Mm.
And this is another thing with just juggling so many roles as mums is I feel like, you know, our bodies are not designed to do so many roles. So when you're a working person, all your chemicals and all your body is providing you to be focused and working and motivated. And then we want to kind of step out of that role and all of a sudden be relaxed and calm and present with your child, but all your hormones and your bodies and chemicals are still in that motivated state. So that's also a lot of the work that I personally do, and we have courses on that as well.
Okay.
Is helping mums to just understand our bodies more, understand what we need, making those times to, like, well, exercise is one huge one, but also breath work and just taking that time to down regulate your body and understanding the different roles that you're playing and the different states of your body as well.
Well, I think it's a great initiative, and I think one that's definitely needed, but it does beg the question, when you call it the Parent Hub, is there anything out there for new dads? Because let's face it, new dads are overwhelmed too, aren't they?
It definitely. And actually, before I came here for this interview, my husband did say, oh, you're going to get into trouble for saying it's only for mums. So I do get that. So initially when we started, it was for all parents, which is why we called it the Parent Hub.
Yeah.
Mums are just way more likely to grab onto something like this.
Okay.
And we actually, in the northern suburbs, we are doing an event for dads now.
Okay.
But I always just say mums because that is our audience.
Yeah.
Whether I would go back and kind of change the name to the Mum Hub, maybe. Mm. But also I do think, and I hope that it does get to a point where dads do reach out for more help, and dads do also need that community.
Correct. And when you're saying mum, there are many stay-at-home dads who've actually become the almost like the parent at home while mum goes out to work. Are they included? Can they be included?
So just to be clear, everyone is included and everybody is invited.
Right.
We do have a few dads that do reach out to me and ask questions like that.
Right.
And when I do say the word mum, I think I do just mean that stereotypical mum role.
Yes.
But again, I mean, it really is for men or women or mums or dads,
anyone, or
grannies.
Well, anyone who's dealing with parenthood at an early age and learning and wanting to find out more about it.
Exactly, and just looking for that community for a bit of support.
Absolutely, yeah. It sounds like a wonderful initiative. It really, really does. So when is your next event?
We have a we do walks every single week.
Okay.
And then our big next event is on the 23rd of March. So we have a Tough Nutters event, which is a family event. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's invited.
And where is that going to be?
It is in Newland Sports Grounds.
Okay.
So there's a big inflatable obstacle course.
Oh, so it's like that, what was that TV program everybody watched?
Yes.
I can't remember.
When they like hit each other.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Is it like that?
Very similar, but very mild. I mean, it's for children or yeah, adults.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of fun. So is there a fee to join your group?
There's not.
How do you sustain yourself then?
So, well, that's where kind of the all-round community aspect comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the events are paid for, but very much at cost price.
Okay.
And then obviously the walks and the swims and all of that is free.
All right.
And because it is such a targeted audience, I do now get a lot of businesses that are approaching me for marketing.
Okay.
And so we are collaborating with businesses in terms of marketing. We've just done a collaboration with Checkers, where they are sponsoring the food and a bit of financial sponsorship also.
Oh, well,
just
that's
to kind
nice.
Of keep the initiative going.
Yes.
And then we also, so I have three pillars. Sorry, I'm way backtracking now and just chatting.
That's fine.
But our three pillars are connection. So what mm-hmm. I want for the mums is connection,
mm-hmm.
support,
right.
and information.
Okay.
So another thing that we do is I get local experts from the area. So psychologists or child development experts or a dietitian. And they will also come on and provide information to mm-hmm. to the mums,
mm-hmm.
But they will also pay a fee to be on there as a form of self-promotion as
okay,
well.
Okay, right.
So it's very intentional marketing. I don't like to call it marketing or salesy, but it's very, very intentional.
Mm.
And then obviously we make a bit of money from some of the events that we collaborate on.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not making a fortune. it's very much a passion project, and I'm very lucky to do it alongside motherhood and me parenting. But I hope it can grow and
develop more. I'm very glad you have this passion, because I think there are many mums out there who are benefiting from that passion.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? We're almost out of time. I can't believe it. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, just to parents. I mean, if you are in that stage of feeling a bit lost and feeling a bit lonely and stuck, we do want to be a place that everyone knows that they can come to, you know, mm-hmm. whether it is for information, for connection, for support.
Okay.
We're there. Yeah.
And the best way is to go onto your website or your Facebook page, which is called theparenthub.co.za, I would imagine.
Yes.
And share that WhatsApp number if you're prepared to on air.
Yes, of course. 084-027-4377.
Okay, I'll make a note of that so we make sure it's in the podcast as well. And so, folks, if you missed this and you just caught the tail and you thought, oh, I'm sad I missed that, there will be a podcast available later today so that you can go back and listen to it. And we'll share that information on our Facebook page. And Chrissy, thank you so much for coming in, and I wish you all the success with this. It sounds like a really wonderful initiative.
Oh, Judy, thank you. And thank you again just for having me and letting me chat about it.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. Absolutely. And if there are any mums out there feeling overwhelmed and finances are a bit stretched, then you know there is help available, and it's not going to cost you anything to just go for a lovely walk with other mums who are probably feeling exactly as you are at the moment. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Really, I do. And thank I wish you. You so much luck with it.
Oh, thank you. I'll come back in a few months and let you know how it's going.
Absolutely. We'd love that. Thank you, Christy. And I'm going to play out with a track by Blur, and it's called Park Life, because that kind of fits in as well. So
yeah.
Thank you so much. Lovely meeting you.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye.